Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire. It is a new day.
Oh yes, it is Mike Pierce. It is time for another Gotham recap show. We're going to be talking about the fall finale that aired on November 30th. We are so behind, but better late than never. Gotham, and the episode was called Worse Than a Crime. Of course, I'm Mike from iWatchMike.com. Alongside of me, I have from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike.
Yes, it is Monday night. We just finished recapping the week before, and now we're going to talk fall finale. I got my notes here ready, and I'm going to – as I was highlighting everything, I'm like, now that I'm highlighting everything, this episode was freaking crazy.
This episode was nuts. It was amazing, and can I go ahead and tell you what I rate it?
Go ahead.
A 10.
Yeah, this episode –
11. 11.
Yeah, this episode was phenomenal. It was freaking nuts. And I think you were watching it when I hit you up and I was like, what are you doing? You're like, I think you were like 10 minutes into this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you were already watching. You're like, you better start. It's so good.
I know. I was like, Mike, we got to talk about this. And then I got sick and then Thanksgiving happened.
I know. Yeah. We thought you were pregnant, and that's what everybody was saying at the VRO. They were like, Mike, don't bother. I think she's pregnant. I was like, what? Which guy was this? There's like four of them.
Like, no, I'm not pregnant. But we find out in this episode that Lee is.
Yes, the big old bomb. And she doesn't even wait for a good moment to tell Gordon. It's like right there in front of Penguin and all his men. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you think it's Gordon's?
No.
What?
It's not.
Really? Are you really serious?
No.
God, you really hate her.
It's Gordon.
You're like, no, no way. No. Gordon's been with me the whole entire time. Yeah, she's pregnant. Bam.
Yeah, but I mean, when is a good time to tell your man who is... First, can we talk about him waking up in... Enigma's apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Enigma and Penguin are there together.
I know that he was just like, what the hell is going on here? And long story. They're BFFs now. But yeah, dude, when she dropped that bomb, I was like, because I didn't see that coming. I was just as shocked as a penguin.
And well, I guess they have to bring it into the storyline if they're going to keep her around because she is pregnant in real life.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense then.
With Gordon's baby.
Are they really together?
They're really together. I don't go into – now people's listening and you're going to be like, but I seen this article. They don't know who the father is. You know what? I don't care about their personal lives.
Whoa. So like are there people online saying that that's not that's – it's from another dude that she's –
Yeah, because she was married.
Wow.
I don't care, you know, I don't care about personal celebrity lives, you know.
Oh, hey, people listening, she doesn't care, but she sure as hell knows all the information, doesn't she?
That's because we have one host that does care.
And so she tells you all the goods.
And she tells me everything.
And you're like, keep going, I'm not going to look, but go ahead, tell me, what's going on? Wow, I didn't know they were together in real life.
Yeah, they're together in real life.
Well, who cares whose baby it is? I mean, if she's married, there's a chance. Who cares? Who cares? But you know what, hey, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's why I think they brought that in because, you know, it's really – you can tell when TV shows have a pregnant actress because they only shoot from the chest up and they're always sitting at a desk or they've got a basket of laundry in front of them.
Or in a car or whatever. Yeah, I didn't even suspect it. I didn't even – it shows you how I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. You guys are like, look, she's wearing something different. Look, the ring's off her finger. That means they broke up in real life. Like, what?
What?
That's wait, y'all. But
me on that one.
But yeah, so the big bomb is dropped. You know, yeah. So we got that there, and I really think that Lee thought that by telling Gordon that she was pregnant that he was going to change in a matter of 5 minutes.
But is he going to change when he knows he's got to protect Bruce?
Hell no, he's not.
That's what got me. Like, he looks at Bruce as a son.
Yes, he does.
So why would you be like, oh yeah, I'm carrying your baby, so forget about the little boy that you
because
think
she's because she's a snatch face, man. I mean, I like Lee as I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, Barbara turned out to be crazy, but I mean,
and you only liked Barbara when she became crazy.
I did, and she when she was wearing Gordon's shirt in the yeah. in the very first time first episode season, which was yeah, I was like yeah, and then she got all crazy. But you know, no, I really didn't like start liking Barbara when she was trying to. You know, like control Gordon. And I was like, whoa, he has a city to save. Back off. And Lee's doing the same thing, except Lee's taking it more with the baby. And like, yeah. you need to come with me and you know, let's go and let's run. And it's like, dude, you don't even – I mean, I get Lee's thought process that, you know, like I could lose you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she said it herself. I mean, Gordon does have a dark thing inside him.
And, he does.
And it's for good. He uses it for good. But you can't bottle that yeah. that darkness.
And he was, you know, he was going to go with her until he found out they have Bruce.
I think he was just checking the radio for her. I don't think he was going to leave. Yeah, because as soon as he's like, I saw him, I was like, what are you doing, Gordon? And then I looked and I saw him like just changing the radio station. He's like programming it for her. And then you see Alfred, and you see what's his name? Lucas. What his name is?
Yeah, something like that.
Freaking his name. But then he shows up, and then of course Alfred's there, and Bullock, and I think was Barnes there? I can't remember.
I don't think Barnes was there.
Yeah, everybody was there. Like, hey. It's like
because Barnes told Lucius, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Lucius. That's it.
That you know, Bruce, it's not, you know, 48 hours, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
not
yeah.
missing.
That's right. So they all got together. And
then Bullock was like, no, let's go do
and
this.
And then Alfred. And then Gordon's like, I got a job to do. And she was like, ah, fine. Just be careful. I was like, oh, you nagging woman. And you know she's going to be worse now because she's pregnant. You know, her hormones are going to be out of control. She's
and
really
you
going to try to tell him what to do.
Because you went through it.
Yes. Yeah, but my wife's not as bad as Lee. You crazy? Yeah. No, you're not even because that's Lee's over crazy overboard.
We hate Lee. We love your wife.
I like Lee. You're the one that hates Lee. You know, I just think that she's just the thing about it is what bothers me about Lee is that Lee's a doctor and she's a psychiatrist and she knows and she's quick to throw out jabs at Gordon about how his personality is.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't remember. I mean, like if I was there, I'd be like, Lee, you knew what you were getting into. You've called it out on him. Like, you know how he is.
Exactly.
So why are you making a big deal out of it?
Yeah. And I feel like I need to say I love the actress. Loved her in Firefly. Loved her in almost everything she's been in. The character. I'm
right.
talking about the character for those of you who keep actresses and characters are the same person.
They're not the same person. And you know what? And I think you and I have always said that in past recap shows for other shows that if we it's a good thing in our eyes that if we really love a character, that's awesome. But if we really hate the character,
then they're doing better than the character.
Yeah, that's really good because if you can get me excited because I hate a character so bad, then you're doing a great job.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, you hate her, but you also hate her, don't lie, that she's sleeping with Gordon in real life and on the show.
No.
Now let it out now.
I'm so happy for this.
You shouldn't have told me that now because you're always saying off the show, like, God, I'm so much better looking than her.
No, I'm not.
That's not even her baby. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God, no.
So you're just like them all. Let's see what else. Let's talk about Bruce and Silver.
Yes.
Okay, now, Theo pretty much tells her, like, you got to make this dude fall in love with you again, which Tabitha, she's all about girl power. And I think she doesn't like Theo, what he does to Silver.
No.
During that whole thing, I'm glad. I don't know about you, but I was really concerned. I really thought Bruce was going to get fooled again in the middle. Because you know how he was kind of, like, giving in. And then finally, when they try to escape, then Bruce is like, I already knew what you were doing. You know, why do you do this? So I'm glad Bruce got out of that. Did you feel for Silver?
No.
Why not? If she wouldn't have attempted to help him, and if you really look at it, he was about to die, and she screamed out, stop or wait, whatever. That gave time for the crew to come in and start shooting up everybody.
That's true.
So Silver,
I like her, but I still don't like her.
I know.
She's on the fence with me. I mean, I'm so, you know, Catwoman.
I know you are.
I'm so Selena. I'm team Selena all the way.
I know.
I don't think I could be Team Silver at all.
Wow. Yeah, Selena, we like. But, I mean, do we like her because she's Catwoman? Or do we like her because, I mean, I like her, just Selena, just for the fact that she's...
Yeah, I like Selena.
She's no bullshit kind of girl.
Exactly.
You know, and she's helped Bruce, and it's, you could feel it. You could see it. And last episode, we talked about it. Bruce made it very clear he has feelings for her.
Yeah, and she went to go help Bruce.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get it on. I think they're going to get it on. I think he's going to lose. I think he's going to lose his virginity. I think he's a virgin right now, but once he gets to Selena, bam, it's over. Bruce Wayne is a man.
Oh, good Lord. I cannot believe you just went there.
I did. Kids these days, it's crazy. But yes, and then during that whole part, Lucius and Catwoman and the whole planning of saving Bruce was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I like that. And let's see what else.
Now, what did you think about when they were walking there and the whole crew?
You know what? I wish you could see my notes. I have a green question mark and it's highlighted in a square. And I put Gordon and the crew are walking to Theo's building ?WTF. Like, and I was going to bring that up to you and also the Gothamites listening. I'm like, hold on a second. Bruce is about to get killed, and you guys aren't in a car driving over to that big giant building. You wanted to walk down the street like some New York gang, Gotham gang. Dude, that was, and let me tell you something. That was probably, for me, that was probably your moment when What's-His-Face got shot up in the van on Gang Related.
Really?
Yes. Because... Yeah, and for people, the show was called Gang Related. It was on Fox. It got canceled. It's a great show.
Go watch the first episode and you'll know what we're talking about.
And me and Amy, we used to recap that show because it was just a really good show. And then there's a part where the brother is in a minivan and gets shot up. I mean, drive SUV. By. I mean, it's a walk by. Okay, SUV, walk by. And it must be like 10 guys and it must have been 1,000 rounds of bullets into this van.
Like 5,000.
And he survives. And I was like, yeah, he's a G. And to this day, Amy's like, wait a second.
That got bullshit.
That all That's those bullets. Nothing hit his head. And I was like, he's moving.
Nothing
he's like,
hit his heart.
He's like moving around. He's dodging bullets. That was my moment. That was
moving around every time a bullet hit him in the thigh.
Yeah, it hit him in the thigh. He moved forward and then the bullet would miss his heart. But yes, watch Gang Related. You'll see what we're talking about. But this was the same thing for me. I was like, really? Like, you just left your chick there in her car. She told you she was pregnant. And you're not hauling ass. You're walking. Now, I was...
Well, maybe they were right outside.
No. Because they showed the big giant building. Because I was thinking maybe they're just going to sneak attack. You know, like they drove close and they're going to sneak in. But it's not even they were, like, hiding behind buildings and doing sneak attack. They were, like, in the middle of the street, like the Warriors. It was like... I was like, what? The building's way over there. You're not even driving over there. Like,
yeah, but it looked good.
Oh, God. Jesus.
It looked good. Oh, you know it looked
no,
good.
No, it did not. It was cheesy. I was like, why would you do this? And I think I've only done that once or twice in this whole series where I was like, what? But this was definitely one of them. This is definitely one of them. And which is good because I could pick a lot of cheesy episodes in a lot of my shows. But this one here, I was like, run, skip, gallop, something.
Well, Penguin can't run.
Oh, come on. But still. I mean, no. Don't tell me the whole rest of the gang were like, okay, Penguin is slow, so we're all going to be at his pace. No, I don't think so.
He might have.
Whatever.
And okay, moving on.
Hey, moving on. So, yes. So then we get finally to the end of this. I mean, all hell breaks loose, and they rescue Theo and Bruce. But then what did you think about the whole part where Tabitha and Silver are putting on the little backpacks after Tabitha
punched Theo? I liked it. I liked it because, you know, Theo was going to kill Silver.
She was. He was about to choke her out and kill
her.
Yeah,
and I like how, you know, I was like, I like you, Tabitha.
Thank you. Thank you. Because people, if you're tuning in for the first time, Amy does not like Tabitha.
No, I don't.
She's jealous of her skill, her beauty. Just everything.
That is so true.
True. I was glad. I was glad to see
has nothing to do with her attacking my Alfred.
Oh, God, whatever. Yeah. No, whatever. Way. No, you're just a girl and you hate on other good-looking girls.
Oh, whatever.
Mean Girls. Everybody check it out.
You can't sit with us.
See? See? So Tabitha and Silver jump out the window. So they're alive. So mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll probably see them later on again. Maybe not Silver, but definitely Tabitha.
Yeah, I think we'll see Silver.
Well, do you think once Tabitha finds out her brother's been killed, do you think she's gonna be like, that's what he deserves, or do you think she's gonna be like revenge?
I don't know. I think that's what, because they have nothing on Tabitha whatsoever. Mm-mm. Other than you know, her stabbing Alfred in the back, but she can get out of that because he was trespassing.
Oh yeah, no, I think I don't know, because you know, even towards. Leading up to this, Tabitha, you could tell she was getting really annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was also that, I think that time where he kind of spoke to her through the window at jail and said, if you ever do this, I will kill you.
Yeah.
I think that kind of, she kind of, that kind of severed their relationship at that point. But for her to knock him down and say, here's the backpack, we're out of here. I was like, ooh. And then, dun, dun, dun. Let's skip through the whole Barnes shows up and then, blah, 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 no. So they get...
Can we kill Barnes?
They get Theo. No, he's, you know what? There's nothing wrong with Barnes. He's just a very straight by the book kind of guy.
Okay, okay.
Okay? He's got rules. Okay? But let's forward through that. And they open the trunk. There's Theo. It's Gordon and Penguin.
Yeah.
And Penguin starts beating with the bat. Boom, 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 boom. Gordon stops him and then shoots him in the head. Now, what was going through your mind during that part?
How is Gordon going to get away with this? Like, he didn't let Penguin do it. He did it.
Which I'm a little...
And, like, his handcuffs are still... I don't know if, you know, their handcuffs are numbered or anything like that. But his handcuffs are still on him.
What? That has nothing to do with it. They'll take it off and throw him in the water.
Yeah, but when they find him and then they're like, oh, this bullet came from Gordon's gun.
You know what? When I saw that, I had to rewind it like a couple of times and be like, what? And you see Penguin's face, like he's happy, but then he's like mad that he didn't get a chance to do it. I was like, why wouldn't you have let Penguin do it?
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand. I'm confused by it, but it needed to get done. Cause Theo was just, the dude would have weaseled himself out of anything.
Exactly. And that's true. You know, Penguin even told him when they had him up in his apartment building. He is like, he'll get free.
Yeah,
he'll get out of this.
He was, but not anymore. But I don't know. Do you think Gordon's a changed man because of this? Do you think, I mean, because Lee's been saying this, you know, and Barnes has kind of been hinting this. But,
is Gordon going to actually go to the dark side?
I don't think so. You know what? Like I said. And I think I've said in past recap shows, and I think it was said even in the show that, you know, when you're Bruce, I think Bruce even said it. Wasn't it a Bruce? The game of the device that when you're doing something bad, you're bad. But if you're doing something for the good and it's got to be bad, then it's okay.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's for the greater good. That's what I think.
But, well, we both think that.
But I wonder how that's going to affect Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, Lee's going to be like, what happened? And then, you know, he's going to be honest and be like, I killed him. What about our baby in real life and in the show?
Now, is he going to go? Should have never told Mike.
Nope.
Is he going to go to jail? Like, what's going to happen?
Who, Gordon?
Yeah.
No.
Because Barnes is he's a badass.
I guarantee you, if Gordon doesn't tell the truth, Penguin will say, I did it. And if you really look at it, the body showed up at the toxic plan with the umbrella in the mouth.
Yeah.
So that's a signature. I mean, anybody that looks at it be like, that's the Penguin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they're even, but I think Penguin would probably be a little bit bothered that I didn't get a chance to kill him, but he's dead and I was there. So I think I'm hoping this is like, we're even Steven, you know, and that umbrella in the mouth definitely makes Penguin the guilty party. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Especially with Barnes going down and getting knocked out because of the Penguin and his crew. So Barnes is going to be really pissed off. And then at the end of this episode, did you notice Mr. Freeze?
I did.
At first, I thought it was my Firefly because I saw the tank on the back and everything. I was like, oh, Firefly's back. But oh, no, no, no. Mr. Freeze. And then the episode's... And then it's returning on February.
And I like how I think we're going to get a lot more of the under where they have your Firefly and...
Oh, and more of the toxic plant and what's going on down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious to see what's... Dr. Strange-o? Is that what... They mentioned Mr. Freeze and Professor Strange-o.
Yeah.
I guess this person that's doing this weird stuff down there. I have nothing about it. I don't read the comics.
Like we said at the beginning of the first time we did this, we watched the movies. Some of us have read the comics, but we haven't, like, they're not fresh on our mind. No. So
I am a fan of the show. And yeah.
We're coming in this with show eyes, not actual comic book eyes.
Unlike you that likes to know about the pregnancy and the baby.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we done? Are we done?
We're done. Thank you all for listening to us. You can follow me. It's Amy, VRO on Twitter. And then go over to Variety Radio Online. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. We are everywhere.
True that. And then for me, you can check me out to my blog, iWatchMike.com. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and I Watch Mike on Facebook. And of course, check out some of the other sub-channels on my channel. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. A lot of my stuff is there. Me and some fellow hosts, we recap the Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, the originals, and a bunch of other stuff there. So make sure you check that out. And I know Amy's got an Audioboom channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Some of our stuff is there as well. Plus, everything is on the VRO.com, like she said. So that is it. We both gave this episode a 10. It returns in February.
February, we have to wait a whole month. What are we going to do with ourselves?
Maybe you'll find a boyfriend.
Maybe.
You know you need one.
No, I don't.
Bad.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.